We continue five lines up from the bottom on Samaches Amid Aleph. We are looking for a proof text for Rav Yochanan to explain his shita for Rabbi Meir, that no Saint Tam Lefgam is Usur, even when it's Pogim Meikara. We tried one, Mishnah and Orla, and Rabbi Zera was Madcha that Raya, so now we try for another Raya. This Raya is going to be a Raya that sticks, but it's a long Raya, so you have to hold cup. So the Gemara begins, Tashma, Sor Shel Truma, this is a long, it's a long Braisa with three parts to it, as the you'll see from later on. Tashma, Sor Shel Truma v'shel Chulin sh'nafalu l'so cha'isa b'zeh k'dei l'hachmitz u'b'zeh k'dei l'hachmitz. You have Truma yeast and Chulin yeast that fell into dough. They fell into dough at the same time. Each one on their own has enough to leaven the dough, but they both fell in at the same time, and as a result, the dough was leavened, but over-leavened, obviously. What's the status of the bread? Says the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Meir, Usur, Rabbi Shimon, Matir. So you have a machlokes, it's an osin tam lefgam situation, because it was over-leavened. Nevertheless, according to Rabbi Meir, it's still Usur. Now the Gemara continues, or the Braisa continues, and says, Nafal shel truma techila, divrei hakol usur. Had the truma fallen in first, everyone would have said that it's usur. Even Rabbi Shimon, who generally says that it's mut, who is nosin tam lefgam is mutter, he would have said that it's usur. Why? This is a case of mashbiach ulubasof pogim, that initially when the truma yeast fell in, it enhanced the dough, and then afterwards when the chulin yeast falls in, now it ruined it. But it was mashbiach first, ulubasof pogim, so now we're going to say that it's usur, because the truma was the one that fell in first. So now we're saying that Rav Shimon would say that mashbiach ulubasof pogim is usur. So everyone agrees, says this braisa, that mashbiach ulubasof pogim, if the truma fell in first, it would have been usur. Nafal, even according to Rabbi Shimon, nafal shel chulin v'achar kach nafal shel truma o shel kilei akerem usur. For Rabbi Shimon matir. However, if the chulin fell in first and then afterwards the truma yeast fell in, then Rabbi Meir would still say it's usur because it's pogim, a case of pogim meikara, presumably. And Rabbi Shimon would say no, it's still going to be mutter. Even pogim certainly pogim meikara is going to be mutter. So now the Gemara begins to analyze these statements and come up with a proof text for Rav Yochanan. So we just said, we just brought you a case of Pogimei Kara, that if the Chulin would have fallen in first, and then afterwards the Truma would have fallen in, Rabbi Meir would still say Usur, so you see that, and Rabbi Shimon would be Mutter, so you see that Pogim Meikara, there's a Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, and therefore, you have your answer, Pogim Meikara. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbi Meir, Pogim Meikara is Machlokes. Gemara says, well, hold on a second, that's not necessarily the best proof, because we can give the same answer we gave before. We have the answer to Rabbi Zera, which was, you can use it to enhance other challahs, and therefore that's Rav Zera Shita. So the Gemara says, well, Tashma mi Seifa. Well, that's not necessarily going to work because we have a Seifa which would refute that idea. Tashma mi Seifa hayayin shenafal asoch adashim mechomet shenafal asoch grisin aser reshom matir. We have a case of when wine falls into the lentils, or chometz falls into the grisin, there's a machlokas here. And machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Shimon. V'hachanami de poge meikara upligi, that's also a case of poge meikara, where the wine is falling into the lentils, and they're arguing. So you see, the poge meikara is a machlokas. Again, you see it. The Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Again, v'chitei mahachanami kedeshen le'ula, the Rav Chaga, but what do you mean? Don't you remember that we said before that Ula told Chaga that part of the Braisa was talking about a case of hishbiach ulubasov pogim? That first it was mashbiach and then it was pogim? And that's why when it's mashbiach ulubasov pogim, that's why there's a machlokas. And therefore, machlokas by pogim meikara, there is no machlokas by pogim meikara. But Gemara says, wait a second. If that's the case, v'hakatani, nafal shel truma techila, divrei kol usur. If you're telling me that there's a machlokas when it's mashbiach ulubasof pogim in this braisa, well, that contradicts another statement in the same brisa. The same statement in the brisa says that everyone agrees if the truma yeast fell in first and then the chulin yeast fell in afterwards. Granted, it's a case of mashpiach ulbasof pogim. Everyone agrees that it's going to be usher. So what do you see? If they're agreeing that it's going to be usher by mashpiach ulbasof pogim, there has to be a machlokas somewhere. What's this machlokas? So finally, we're able to get to the answer here. Elalav shmamina bepogim meikara machlokas shmamina. We finally see that there is a machlokas. There is a machlokas according to Rabbi Yochanan by pogim meikara. That Rabbi, according to Rabbi Meir, Pogim Meikara is still going to be Nosin Tam Lefkam Aser. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be Mutter. And what about Mashpiach Ulbasov Pogim? Well, initially, we were under the understanding that maybe Rabbi Shimon would be Machmir. It sounds like from this Brisa, Rabbi Shimon would be Machmir. But we left that off before as a Teku. But at least we have a proof for Rabbi Yochanan to show that according to Rabbi Meir, by Pogim Meikara, it is still Aser. And now you see the Machlokas is back to the standard idea. Nosin Tam Lefgam Aser according to Rabbi Meir, Nosin Tam Lefgam Mutter according to Rabbi Shimon.